cried, and I've tried even more. I've cried, 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 and I can't recall what for. I've pressed, I've pushed, I've yelled, I've begged in hopes of some success. But the inevitable fact is that it never will impress. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have run up dry. I've tried to go fuck shopping, but there's no fucks left to buy.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Podzilla After Dark, and you know what that means. Bust out your F-words, put the kids to bed, and let's talk about necrophilia. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Down at the end of the table, King of the Graveyard, Jesse Kimball.
So you remember at the end of that movie, he had to make a free throw in order to save the day.
That was the joke. There's Shaquille O'Neal.
Because Shaq can't sink free throws.
Shaq couldn't make a free throw to save his life. That was the humor of it. Shaq O'Neal, also 7'10", 940 pounds. Scary man.
Yeah, he was really, really good at the layup.
Yeah, and the dunks.
The dunks. He could dunk.
Lindsay Wolfgang also here with us tonight.
Hi.
And sporting her rainbow hair.
Yes.
Now, you were wearing that in honor of which fallen soldier?
None. I just like bright, fun colors.
Because we just had Memorial Day where we celebrate our veterans.
Well, this is my mermaid hair, so yeah.
And of course, Ali.
She ain't here.
The big D.
Nope.
Calvin Hebert in the back on the couch playing Smash Brothers. Did you say
that's,
what?
That's true.
Oh, he said what's up.
Yeah, he's back there practicing his Falco.
Falco or Falcon?
Falco
Lombardi. What? That's his last name. It's Lombardi.
That's really?
Yep. Yeah. Falco Lombardi.
Yep.
Huh.
Apparently he's from New York.
And then it's Fox McCloud.
Fox McCloud, Slippy Toad,
yep.
And Bunny Rabbit.
It's Peppy something.
It is Peppy. Peppy. All right. Now I need to know. This is completely, completely inconsequential to the show, but I need to know. Because I keep wanting to say Peppy Le Pew, but that is a different thing.
That is a skunk.
Yes. That is an animated skunk.
Peppy Starlink.
I want to say it's something to do with like salt or pepper. I don't know.
It's literally Peppy Hair.
Peppy Hair. Oh, okay.
Because he's a rabbit.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Like,
I'm going to drop my first one. Fuck you.
Well, they had to give Fox and Falco last names because the animal was the first name.
Yeah. Yet they gave the rabbit the animal name last.
Yep, and the toad.
You think it's because of the German thing? Like, what if his name was Hair something?
I mean, I imagine they would have gone with, like, rabbit or something like that. They're going to make it the first name.
Hair Geiger.
Or Bunny.
Bunny for a dude rabbit, though, just sounds off. Like, I feel like in his spare time, he's not allowed to go near, like, rabbit grade schools.
I mean, it was made in Japan, so
I mean, is his first name Bunny? Because you got Bugs Bunny.
That's different.
Okay.
Bunny as a last name is fine. Bunny for a male rabbit as a first name.
It's just a little odd.
It sounds like he's definitely going to the Blue Oyster on the weekends.
The Blue Oyster.
Number of people that just got that reference.
Like two.
Three. Max. All right. So we actually have some stuff to talk about here tonight. I have a list of things that I would like to discuss as opposed to our normal thing. First off, we're going to be talking about, and please don't tune out. We're going to talk about Bob Mueller. And what happened this week, which Jesse may not even know.
I hadn't heard, but like it took me a second to realize who the fuck you were talking about.
We're going to talk about LaCroix Water. We're going to talk about Alex Trebek. Some Godzilla in there. We'll see where it goes. First off, we got our motherfucker of the week. And this week we actually have one. My choice for motherfucker of the week was the kid from Brightburn.
Did you watch the movie?
I did. Not the kid, not the actor. The character himself. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
Fuck that little kid.
I really, really want to see it.
It's so good.
I did not want to see it after the trailer, and I was told I was correct because I would not enjoy it.
There's a part in the trailer where a woman gets glass in her eye.
Yeah.
The movie version is much worse.
Oh, boy.
That was a quick review, like you like to do, you know?
Yeah.
What is the criteria again? It's matinee.
Rental, matinee, full price.
I'd say
matinee. And skip it.
I would say matinee. Because this is a hard movie to judge of like who this is for. Because it's not really for horror fans because it's not really a horror movie.
It's like a negative superhero.
It is. I was going to say it's more like a superhero movie, but it's not really a superhero movie because it's too much of a horror film. It's somewhere in the middle.
I think Billy Hills is.
Is Billy Hills here? What the hell?
I think he's watching. Yeah. Oh, there he is. He's
gonna,
watching us.
Are we going to get a surprise guest?
Oh, Billy Hills would probably love to be on this show because this is the one he can cuss the most on.
It's true.
I think he actually did. He did the intro for one of our shows once where he dropped the F-bomb, and I was like, I hope this doesn't get him in trouble over in wrestling land.
Over you in some bitch, how you doing?
Wrestling land.
But yeah, so Brightburn, it's not really a horror movie. It's not really a superhero movie. It's somewhere in the middle.
They definitely build it as a horror movie.
I mean, there are parts in it that are horrific. Some of those deaths, I won't say who dies, but it's not a happy movie. And some of it's legit, like, disturbing. You remember the part in Injustice, was it Injustice 1, I think, where Superman burns the hole through Shazam's face?
I thought he burned. Oh, no, yeah, it was Shazam. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that scene's in the movie.
Oh, neat.
And it is way more brutal. Holy shit. That is a disturbing film. So, yeah, it's a really good movie. I'd say matinee. Don't bring kids. Do not bring kids. This is not a movie for kids, for the love of God.
This is not a Superman story.
This is not a Superman story, but it is. Parents out in Kansas find alien baby, raise him, and he discovers he has powers.
Except he's like a demon.
Yeah, no, because when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this is Superman, but where he turns out super evil.
Yeah.
And I am here for it.
He can fly, he has laser vision, like everything that Superman can do, he can do. And then at the I can't spoil the end though, because there's a part at the end where they start talking about other people, and it just sounds like a twisted version of the Justice League.
Oh, that'll be fantastic!
Yeah,
we won't do any more spoilers here. I wanted to see it this last weekend, but I had to choose between that and Aladdin.
I still want to see that at some point too, but Godzilla still has priority this weekend.
I mean, we could see both. We can see Godzilla and Aladdin.
Because yeah, I saw Aladdin last weekend instead, and good lord. What a phenomenal film.
Was it good? You liked it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I really want to see it really bad. I heard it got decent reviews. Like, it got, like, fives and sixes. But I don't know why, because everyone said it was good.
Everything I heard, like, critically before I saw it was really good. Like, yeah. The reviews are overall super positive.
I'm excited about it. I would rather see it than Lion King, honestly.
Yeah, I same. Feel the same way.
Yeah, the only reason I want to see Lion King is I want to see John Oliver as,
yes.
as Zazu.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to see Lion King. I do. But I was way more excited for Aladdin than I am for Lion King.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really happy that the movie was fantastic. I was just sitting there in the theater grinning like an idiot through most of it, and it just made me really, really happy. I gave it the full price review on Nerd Up.
I really want to give full price to Brightburn because I really thought it was a good movie, but it
just angered you.
Well, it is such a violent, depressing, and it does not end on a good note, like a happy note.
Mm.
So it's hard to recommend it to anybody. Other than people that are like me that like violent, you know, movies. So it's a hard one to sell. But
I mean, you
really
can give it that qualifier. Like you say, it's a full price. If you're like me and you enjoy
if things. You like Shannon Young and you like scary movies and stuff like that, it's a full price. Billy Hills, what are you doing here? You want to sit down? You want to get on this? Let's get Billy Hills on this. I want Billy. I want. I'm already grabbing the headset. I'm grabbing the microphone.
Gears over there. Yeah, we're going to do a little quick setup here, folks. Sorry for the craziness.
Yeah. Billy Hill's over here with his what's up, man, with his gallon.
Except I did miss the perfect
cover.
Opportunity to repeat my line again.
I've
you know
I
what.
Did not know that they made those.
No, it's past. That's a very interesting thing.
Yeah, he's so since you folks can't hear Billy here, he's showing off his gallon jug carrier. Yes. That's kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, this is a real fancy thing for those of you out there that drink water out of gallon jugs. If you're one of those people that need a gallon of water a day,
which I am most definitely one of those guys who need one a day.
I just drink a couple of these bad boys.
That's probably a gallon.
Two of them, so, yeah. So joining us on the show here, special guest, out of nowhere, Billy Hills.
Yes, out of nowhere, with an RKO. What's up?
Now, this has to be nice for you, because this is the first time you've seen Lindsay since she tricked you.
Dick!
Into getting your face burned off.
Yeah, rude.
Billy, have you seen Brightburn?
Not yet, because... Minus what I'm doing with Calvin, I'm here to watch a Godzilla here in just a few hours.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I am
that
guy.
We'll see it before the weekend is out.
I got the 10:15 to go watch it.
See, I thought about going to that tonight, too, the 10:15.
Why can't we go together?
We absolutely
could. Because he really wants to see it on IMAX.
I want to see if there's an IMAX version.
Well, I got it.
There is an IMAX
version. My ticket is on the Super Deluxe screen.
So,
which Super Deluxe is cool and everything. There ain't no IMAX.
I don't even know where they carry IMAX around here.
St. Louis.
Well, there's one in Paducah.
I think St. Louis is closer than Paducah at this point, isn't it?
No.
Is Paducah closer?
Paducah's a hair close. Or maybe I'm thinking Carbondale might have one. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
No.
I thought I remember there being another. Oh, never mind. That was a Fathom event.
Yes.
Never mind. There was a, because I remember whenever we were seeing, I was trying to remember why I had an option between Ronnie's and Carbondale for a movie. And I thought, surely that's IMAX. No, it was for a Fathom event. Yeah, so never mind. Yeah. No, the closest one is definitely St. Louis.
Yeah. But if Paducah has one, it's maybe 30 minutes closer than St. Louis.
Paducah does not have one. I was thinking of Carbondale and that Fathom event.
Okay, gotcha. You picked a great time to join us because we were just about to do our motherfucker of the week.
Oh.
Yeah, and of course, this is the Thursday show, so you can say whatever.
So it can't be Lindsay for burning my face?
No, sorry.
Damn it, son of a bitch.
Statute of limitations passed on that one.
That's fine.
She didn't burn it, I burned it.
That's fair.
I just distracted.
You helped.
Well, my favorite line, you know, Billy Hills.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? No one does it better than her. So we're going to say Motherfucker of the Week is nominated by our very own Lindsay Wolfgang.
Yes.
We don't actually have a name for this, because they never gave it. But if you tell me if you heard about this. I always like to do my Jay Leno. Have you heard about this, Kevin? 102-year-old Thelma Smith recently got an eviction notice from her landlords who want to give the unit back to move in there. They want to have the unit back so they can move in their daughter, who just graduated from law school. This 102-year-old woman has lived there for 30 years. She was given a notice to vacate by June 30th. She's apparently on a month-to-month basis, and everyone else there is on a yearly basis, so they can't kick them out. But they can kick her out because she's on month-to-month, and they're doing so to literally give their unit to their daughter, who just graduated law school. So that's, it's completely within their right to do it. Legally, they can do that, but it just feels really slimy. It feels really shitty.
Yeah, kicking a 102-year-old woman out of an apartment is...
That she's been in for 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. No, that slimy is the accurate word.
Yeah, that's a motherfucker. Sure. Do we got this guy's name?
No. They did not give a name. I don't even know the name of the landlord like company. But apparently it's been all over the news. Arnold Schwarzenegger is apparently friends with the woman. And he
a charity group. They both are in the same. Yeah.
You got the Terminator on your bad side.
Uh-huh. I feel like that's the last person you want to piss off. You saw what happened to that dude that drop kicked him in the back. Didn't even phase him. So there's your motherfucker. I wish I could give you some more info so you guys out there could write this dude and tell him what an asshole he is. He defended it. He said his defense was it's perfectly in our right to do this. So he didn't apologize. He didn't say, oh, we're sorry we have to do it. He just said, this is our right to do it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a dick move.
Because, yeah, no, he definitely has the right. That's the downside to being on month to month. It means that any time they could change any terms they want.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, she's probably on month to month because she's so old.
Yeah, I mean, she's 102.
I'm surprised she's still in an apartment, honestly. I figured she'd be in assisted living by this point.
There's that. And, I mean, it sounds like she's been living there for so long that probably whoever had it first, probably the contracts were month to month.
Yeah.
And whenever it switched over to whoever these new people are, nothing ever changed.
Yeah,
that's a possibility. Well, no, this at, Shannon?
Was it Florida?
I think it was
California.
Cali. Yeah.
California.
Yeah, no, the California, there's no apartment that's month to month.
I wouldn't think so, no.
Like, anywhere.
I mean, unless you're 102 years old.
Yeah, no, like I said, I think that was literally
I thought it was supposed to be an actual, house that she was in.
It might have been. I say apartment, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. One of her neighbors did offer to take her in the meantime, though. I did remember reading that.
Which is great, because, I mean, literally, what are you going to do?
Arnold take her in, damn it.
Yeah. He's got a 9,000-room mansion. Why not?
Exactly. Just put her off in the West Wing, and nobody even knows she's there. She'll die, and you'll never know.
Weeks later.
What are you going to do with a 102-year-old woman?
Thelma?
You know? Exactly. What do you... That's just fucked up. So how do you tell that to her? Ma'am, put stop watching Wheel of Fortune for 5 seconds.
Jeopardy. Mm-hmm.
We're kicking you out.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I found that the popular show with old ladies is going to be Jeopardy for their game show.
Why? Old ladies don't know anything.
Yeah, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune is my grandma's.
My grandma was all about Jeopardy. Whenever I lived with her, that was...
Yeah, but that's on too early. They're
not for mine.
They like Trebek. That's what it is.
Oh, I can see that.
Well, yeah. Okay. You know what? Let's skip ahead since you guys brought up Alex Trebek.
Trebek and that mustache, man.
When he shaved the mustache, I think my heart broke a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Everybody's, even us younger generation, I think a little bit died inside.
Even us straight younger generations.
I like that his pop figures, there's a version with and a version without.
And the one without just says like abomination on it. Speaking of Alex Trebek, though, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek shared a hopeful health update. Hap. After announcing in March that he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, he told People's Magazines recently he's responding well to the treatment. So well, in fact, that the 78-year-old said he is in near remission,
good,
according to his doctors. He said it's kind of mind-boggling. The doctor said they hadn't seen this kind of positive result in their memory. Some of the tumors have already shrunk by more than 50%, which is great because the survival rate for those with Trebek's kind of cancer is 9%.
Yeah, no, yeah. Stage 4 is typically a death sentence unless you have a whole bunch of money.
Pancreatic, is that what Swayze had?
I'm not sure about that.
I think it said pancreatic. You said it in your
thing. No, she's talking about Patrick Swayze. What he had.
I have no idea.
I feel like that's what he had also.
Because there's somebody I know that a lot of people, if you're local, know, named David Stevens, who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And I can't remember which one he has, but he announced it a couple of months ago. He's big down at CoinOp. He's like pretty popular guy down there. And I've known him for years. He used to work at Best Buy. He's a cool guy. But I've been watching him go through stage 4 cancer. And he's on his last round of chemo right now. Mm. And to read about his daily in and out of, you know, the pain and stuff like that, it's heartbreaking to read about. Alex Trebek, I don't have this written down, but when I read his interview, and he was talking about how the pain went from a 3 to an 11, and there would be days, wow, like he collapsed on the set because of it. What do we got? Was it pancreatic?
It was for Patrick Swayze.
It was, yes. Patrick Swayze, yeah, pancreatic cancer.
That's just some more of that like random trivia that has just stayed in my head.
And that's that weird thing. You know, diseases always feel like they're old people things. Like, yeah, Alex Trebek is 78. Patrick Swayze was in his, what, 40s, mm-hmm, I think, when he got pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a guy that was in amazing, maybe 50s actually, but he was in amazing shape. Yeah, and dude was like in great shape, healthy, and then just boom.
Yeah, occurred 20 months after his cancer diagnosis.
Well, because you remember I told you about my friend Kim, mm-hmm, the person I graduated high school with. So, I mean, she was 25, I think, when she died. Like, she had just had a kid before she was diagnosed. Like, they had got... She had married her husband like maybe like 2 years before that, like a high school sweetheart thing, got married. And then, diagnosed with cancer, dead within a couple of years.
My dad was diagnosed with cancer and passed away 6 months later, 7 months later. It's quick.
Yeah, that was.
Or even my uncle that they said.
A week, wasn't
it? They said a week or two, and like 2 days later, my mom called me.
I was shocked by that. Yeah. I didn't know your uncle very well, but just hearing that he was feeling bad, so he went to the hospital, and they told him, you have cancer, you have a week, and then 2 days later he died. It's like, holy shit, can you imagine that? Going to the doctor, it's like, I feel sore, you have cancer, you have a week to live. That is a legitimate fear of mine.
My stepdad was a pretty similar situation. Like, he went to the hospital for back pain, because he'd had back pain forever. Like, he was on disability and everything because of it. Like, he messed up his back working for the factory that he used to work for. And he went in, like, he had the surgery done and everything like that, went in like for an update or something like that, and like, oh, you have stage 4 lung cancer. And he was gone like 4 months later, after like 4 months of pretty intense treatment where he was just miserable the whole time.
Yeah, because apparently, you know, cancer, especially cancer, there are a lot of times that there are no symptoms until it's too late. You know, so it's scary. And the fact that I think I had read somewhere that literally we all have cancer inside of us all the time. It's just
sometimes your body can fight it off. Sometimes it can't.
Right. Fuck life, man. So if you're tuning into Podzilla After Dark and you're thinking like, where are the dick jokes? Where's the fun?
It's talking coming. About
old ladies getting kicked out of buildings and like people dying of cancer.
It'll come.
We got the fun coming. First off, though, Robert Mueller. The king of fun. So, Jesse,
yeah,
former FBI director Robert Mueller held a press conference yesterday to talk about the investigation into Donald Trump,
right?
So I just have a couple things here that he has said, because this is a pretty important thing. He quit the same day. He literally said, this is the only press conference I'm doing, I'm not taking any questions, and after this I resign and I'm going back to private life. So this was a pretty serious thing. Here are a couple snippets from it. It's got the world on fire. He says, as alleged by the grand jury by an indictment, Russian intelligence. These are for the people that said that there was no hacking or anything like that. And again, we very much on this show take a middle neutral ground stance on politics for the most part. If a Democrat is shitty, we call him out. Yeah. If a Republican is shitty, we call him out. I have no hate for Republicans. I have no hate for Democrats. Everyone's the same. If you're in politics, you're an asshole, in my opinion. But that's whatever. Robert Mueller said, as alleged by the grand jury by indictment, Russian intelligence officers were part of the Russian military, launched a concerted attack on our political system. The indictment alleges that they used sophisticated cyber techniques to hack into computers and networks used by the Clinton campaign. They stole private information and then released that information through fake online identities and through the organization WikiLeaks. By the way, the leader of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, just yanked out of his protective custody over in, I think it was Sweden or something like that, and is now facing charges based on all this stuff, too. The releases were designed in time to interfere with our election and to damage a presidential candidate. At the same time, the grand jury alleged in a separate indictment a private Russian entity engaged in a social media operation where Russian citizens posed as Americans in order to influence the election. Definitively.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Did Russians try to hack the campaign for Donald Trump? Yes. Did Trump know about it? We don't know. He says he didn't, and they never charged him. So, but they did do it. Otherwise, the matters we investigated were of paramount importance, and it was critical for us to obtain full and accurate information from every person we questioned. When the subject of an investigation obstructs that investigation or lies to investigators, it strikes at the core of the government's effort to find the truth and hold wrongdoers accountable. The order appointing me special counsel authorized us to investigate actions that could obstruct the investigation. We conducted that investigation and kept the Office of the Acting Attorney General apprised of the progress of our work. And as set forth in the report, after that investigation, if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. That line specifically, if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. And they did not say so.
Right.
So that is the most vague way of saying he did something without just coming out and saying he did something.
Well, yeah, because I thought in the report, like, it was pretty clear that my understanding was anyway that it had made it pretty clear that he had. But they're like, yeah, well, I mean, his little puppet wasn't going to press or, you know, file charges against him.
Here's why. So a lot of people are asking, okay, if it seems one, it's kind of frustrating to me. And William Barr, who was the acting attorney general, and the one that chose not to prosecute and all that. He said after the fact, I personally felt like Bob Mueller could have reached a decision. He could have reached a conclusion because, like you said, they made no determination of whether or not he committed a crime. But a lot of people said, well, why did they not charge him? Like, and it's frustrating for him to not just outright say President Trump did illegal things. To dance around it so much with, we would have said so if we were positive he hadn't. So does that mean he did? So does that mean he did? I mean, fucking tell me. I want to know. But this is why they didn't charge him. And I did not know this. Robert Mueller goes on to say, the introduction to volume 2 of our report explains the decision not to press charges. It explains that under longstanding department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Yep.
So that very much, again, sounds like we know he did shit and we couldn't do anything about it.
And they won't be able to do anything about it until after he's out of office.
So he would almost have to be impeached before they could do anything.
Which is now where we are at. Or
just out of office.
Right, because now the Democrats are mobilizing. Even I saw Judge Napolitano on Fox talking about it, and he said that this was the ammunition that they could use to start impeachment proceedings against the president, impeach him, and then they could charge him with a crime. The other question, and even some people in like the Trump, I remember Rudy Giuliani was talking about it, was if he gets impeached or if he goes out of office, let's say he goes his full 4 years. Once he's out of office, they could arrest him on the spot for all of this stuff. And they might.
So it's almost to a point where him, OJ, Bill Cosby, and Rob Blagojevich could be like sharing a cell.
Well, not OJ. He's out.
Yeah. Yeah. When did he get out to kill more people?
He's out, man.
I mean, he was like the whenever he went to jail was for a minor offense. So
yeah, for stealing his own stuff.
Yeah, for stealing his own stuff back in a hotel, beating somebody up.
They couldn't get him on murder, even though the evidence was overwhelming.
Yeah,
and instead they get him on stealing his own stuff back. That's sad. So I wish
he just wanted his Heisman. Damn it, that's all he wanted.
He should have donated it.
He donated money. Yeah, he didn't realize that they were gonna sell it. If I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was his issue.
So you know how when people talk about Michael Jackson, there's the Thriller defense that he did Thriller, therefore he should be above any crimes that could
that's
be prosecuted.
Not a defense.
I almost feel like OJ should be under a similar thing because I loved him in The Naked Gun.
I don't know. After the movie I watched last night, I can't think and or talk about Thriller the same way.
What movie was it?
Us.
Oh, the Jordan Peele?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the Jordan Peele one? Yeah.
Yeah. Fucked up.
That was a real good movie.
Oh,
I haven't
amazing.
Seen it yet, but I know.
But you know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
The twist got ruined for me, so I already know the twist, but I've heard it's really good.
It's so good.
The only thing I didn't like,
the ending?
The very ending twist was, like, that I felt was unnecessary and weird. Like, I get it, but... And
nice Shyamalan-esque.
Yeah, he does so well at it, you know, obviously. Mm.
Yeah, he's really good at the twists.
Water and aliens and piss me off.
It's my favorite Shyamalan movie, too, by the way. The Signs. Other than the ending. It's always the ending.
Yeah.
Because that was such a good movie. You know, you've seen Signs, obviously.
Of course.
The part where... I watched it with my brother the first time. And my brother is like Matt Allward. You know, Axe... Yes. My brother is Axe, basically, and he doesn't like shit like that. He doesn't get scared and all that. So we're watching Signs, and it gets to the part where it's the birthday party, and the alien walks from behind the tree. My brother on the edge of his seat, like, what the fuck is that? Never seen him react that way to a movie. But then they had to screw it all up with that whole ending sequence.
Yeah, the water.
The water and the baseball bat and swing
away. Yeah.
Swing away.
So, Billy, my question to you and Jesse, and probably not Lindsay, because I don't think you have any Republican friends, do you?
I have Republican relatives.
You're not going to talk to them about this, though. Let's
I'm
be
not.
Honest.
I avoid politics at all costs because I just end up angry.
So what do you tell, because we all have Republican friends who have, and I know some of mine personally have defended Trump and all of this. Like what needs to be said? What would they say about this, about the Mueller conclusion, the Mueller conference? Does this change their mind at all? Or is it steer the boat the same way?
I do not have any Republican friends that still support Trump.
Oh, okay.
A lot of my family does. And honestly, at this point, like, Trump could do no wrong. It's all a media conspiracy, so there's literally nothing I could say.
Right.
Because it's a witch hunt. All of this is a witch hunt. It's wasting taxpayer money. Like, they're just going to recite everything that Trump tweets out. Is going to be regurgitated by my family members verbatim. That still support Trump, like verbatim. But yeah, most of my friends that are Republican do not support Trump. All of my friends that are Republican do not support Trump.
And see, just as, like you said, as vague as they left that thing,
yeah.
Just as vague as they left it, I mean, that's even more, I guess you could say, ammunition for them to be like, look, they didn't say yes or no that he did do it.
That's exactly what Fox News is saying. That's exactly what they're
saying.
Well,
they saying. Didn't say he did. Well, they couldn't. They didn't say he didn't either. They specifically
exactly.
said we couldn't say he didn't.
So it's just like a shit circle.
Yeah.
It's just a shit tornado still from day one that he got elected in to today. Nothing's changed. It's still just a shit circle. And it just keeps getting even bigger to where it's going to be like a... What it was the biggest one, like a F5 shitstorm, which it's already been technically since day one. So if we can go F6, this just added to it.
They're going to have to create a new level of shitstorm.
Absolutely.
So here's legitimately what I think is going to happen. I legitimately think that Trump will serve out his full 4 years. I really do think he'll serve him out. And I think if he wins re-election, nothing will happen. If he loses the re-election, I think they will arrest him. And then my question is, if they arrest him and if they put him in jail for this, will Republicans then concede and go, okay, maybe dude was fucked. Or would they just be like, well, that's old news now. That's old news. We have a new president now. Who gives a shit about Donald Trump?
Yeah,
they will abandon him.
Let's worry about this Sarah Palin that we got elected in instead of Hillary.
No, honestly, I don't think
resist the urge to talk about how hot Sarah Palin is. Resist the urge.
The only reason why I brought her up is because I watched an epic rap battle with her in it earlier.
I actually also watched that epic rap battle today.
Was it her versus Hillary Clinton?
No. It's her versus Lady Gaga.
Because they put up a season one into a 30-minute video. It's a season one and she's in that.
I watched that exact video today.
Yes. Yeah, and it was just so good because it has her at the end of it, Sarah Palin just twerking.
I forget who they got to play I forget who they got to play Palin in that one, but they had Nice Peter as Lady Gaga, which is really funny.
There's only one Sarah Palin that could play Sarah Palin. That's Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Who is so good as Sarah Palin. Was incredible. Also, there's a Sarah porn star Palin that did a pretty good one, too. I think her name was Lisa Ann, I think.
No idea.
Maybe it was her?
I don't know about that one.
I got nothing on that one, buddy. But yeah, no, Trump will win the Republican primary, assuming they're going to... They may not even have a primary for it. They may just stick with Trump as their guy.
Well, I mean, they still have to have a primary, don't they?
They don't have to decide.
No, they don't have to.
Ooh.
The primary elections aren't a... that's not a government-mandated thing.
Yeah, but I always thought that the candidate for presidency was elected by the party. By voters of the party.
I mean, they should be, and I think they have in the past, but, they may not. I don't know.
Because there was a time where was there ever a time where the president in his reelection was not chosen as the candidate?
Hold on, I'm going to look this up.
Because I don't think there is off the top. Because I wanted to say George Bush, but Bush ran for office. He just lost to Clinton. And that's the only one I could think of off the top of my head. God, I'm not a history buff, by the way, Billy Hills.
No, I'm not either. That's just why I have Google outline right here just in case.
It's a godsend. While Jesse's looking that up, I do have another story I want to mention real quick.
It only happened once.
Son of a bitch.
Who was it?
Franklin Pierce.
Oh, yeah, that guy was a son of a bitch.
Probably. Yeah,
he wasn't Benjamin Franklin Pierce.
So, yeah, they do have to rerun. Yeah, to an elected president. Yeah, it's only happened to Franklin Pierce, and they do have to rerun in the primary. So either way, I would be shocked if Trump didn't win the primary again.
I mean, I think you could be shocked. I think there are enough people in the Republican Party, especially women voters, the gay and lesbian community, who feel betrayed by Trump because of all the things that have happened. You know, with the abortion laws that are going into effect, the fact that Trump, I can't remember the exact thing, but he just got being trans taken off of a medical
exception list.
Exception list, I think is what it was. And, there's a lot of outrage.
When were they ever with him?
I don't know how many of them were with him, but Trump very much appealed. In the original election, he appealed to the gay and lesbian community hard. Trump, no one will fight harder for you than I will.
Trump claimed to be a friend of that community.
He did.
In certain rallies.
I must have missed that part between the Make America Great Again speeches.
It wasn't something he trumpeted a lot.
It was the appeal to your current market.
It's appeal to whoever you're talking to at the moment.
Like any political fuckhead.
Yeah, or wrestling personality.
Exactly.
Whatever crowd you're in front of, you play to that crowd.
Bingo. Yeah, and that's exactly what Trump did every time. We talked about it way back whenever he had all of his rallies. It was, every single one was different. He would say something in one, then he would say something in a different one.
Yeah. Depending on who he's talking to. And that's smart.
He's got a good rider.
If you don't get... The old rule was you can lie to whoever, just don't get caught. And the problem is he's getting caught and no one's holding him accountable
for it. Exactly. Because that's the thing. It's not smart because you shouldn't be able to get away with it. I don't understand how he has. I don't get it. Where people are like, "Well, he said this." Well, yeah, but in the last one, he said something completely different.
Well, Fuller very vaguely said, "Look, we caught him. Just fuck it."
Yeah, we caught him. I caught him. Here's my evidence. Washing my hands clean. I'm out. I'm back in private life. Fuck you guys.
Fuck this shit show.
Now we just have to see what happens. The impeachment. Train is rolling, and we'll see. While you let that settle, Billy, do you like LaCroix water?
Most awkward segue ever.
I liked Billy's response of...
LaCroix?
Yeah, I thought it was LaCroix. So, LaCroix. I know that they're coming up with like a bunch of weird different flavors, and watermelon being one of them.
Watermelon?
Yes, being one of them, and I kind of want to try it.
Now, is that LaCroix though, or is that a different company? Well, the reason I asked, so I sent this to the group chat today that we're in, that legendary Podzilla group chat, which comprises four people that are actually on the show, and then five. And then Hunter and Cody, who are former members of the show, and God willing, members again in the future.
Yeah.
I've never drank LaCroix, but Asa always has at least one case of LaCroix in his car at any given time, even though he doesn't enjoy it.
Well, LaCroix is, have you ever tried it, Billy?
It's carbonated water, right?
Yeah, it's carbonated water. And like I read this description on the end of this joke is not mine. It's carbonated water. That tastes like if you get like the orange one, for example, it's like taking a drink of carbonated water and someone in an adjacent room said orange, and that made you think of kind of an orange flavor. Like it's just straight carbonated water with a hair of they call it natural flavoring, but
it's enough flavoring that it's just not a club soda, basically.
Well, there goes that water Malone I wanted to try.
If you want to try some delicious fruit flavored carbonated water, hit up Walmart and get the
Great Value brand that they got out there.
Oh, God.
I don't think it's Great Value brand, but they have, it's definitely a Walmart brand. I keep wanting to say Value Time, but I'm pretty sure that's the Dollar General one. Either way, I think it's 1 liter bottles. They're like 60 cents. Yeah, Clover Valley. Okay. That's it. They're like 60 cents a piece, and they are delicious.
They are pretty good. But you probably won't. You might not be able to get LaCroix anymore because the story that I've got, sales for the flavored carbonated water LaCroix are quote unquote effectively in free fall, wrote Laurent Grandet, a beverage analyst for Guggenheim, in a new note. I didn't know Guggenheim had a beverage analyst. Lindsay, isn't Guggenheim a museum?
I mean, there is
a Guggenheim. Yeah.
Anyway, sales have fallen more than 15% in May after tumbling nearly 7% in April, 5% in March, and 6% in February. Not adding that up real quick, that's a 33% decrease in sales, which doesn't sound good.
That wouldn't be cumulative.
Well,
it'd be 7%,
because it goes piece by
lose.
Piece.
And then you
lose. But you get my point.
So can we blame those Juggalo gang members for this and Faygo sales being more?
You might be surprised by the answer. LaCroix's owner, National Beverages stock price has fallen 10% this week, and altogether 62% since September of last year. That is horrendous. Here's why. The National Beverage CEO, Nick Caparella, said in a letter to shareholders, "We are truly sorry for these results stated above. Negligence, nor mismanagement, nor woeful acts of God were not the reasons. Much of this was the result of injustice."
There was actually...
What does that mean? What did the video game do?
No, I remember... I distinctly remember someone... there was the whole stigma that went with LaCroix there for a minute where it was only drank by hipsters or something.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the stigma that it's terrible like you just said a few minutes ago.
It's disgusting. But I mean,
if you
people
like carbonated
still,
water.
Yeah, if you like straight carbonated water, then great.
And no one does.
There was some, I'm trying to remember what it was, but somebody said something about how LaCroix is like not actually good. And then how they were obtaining their water. It was like one of those situations like Nestle is hoarding water in California, like that kind of a situation. That's a real thing, Billy. You know about that?
No,
Nestle was straight up hoarding water in California and then like charging people a shitload of money for it, like
during
the bottled water
shortage.
Yeah, during the water shortage, like they had a significant amount of water, could have fixed it themselves, but instead they increased the price of bottled water.
We got to make this chocolate. Fuck you guys.
Demand went up. You all saw it.
That's fair.
Calvin, that was a Futurama reference.
No, I bet it. That whenever all this started for LaCroix was probably whenever Superhuman started doing it for Juggalos and Juggalettes.
And plus, there's
you got that one.
Oh, I do.
Tell me, Jesse, you know that one.
I mean, I know what Juggalos are.
Jesse used to be down with the clown. Let's just say that. I don't think was ever down with the clowns.
No.
Okay. When I was younger, my older brother was a big fan of ICP.
Well, see, this...
As was all my friends.
what Shannon and I are talking about has absolutely, literally nothing to do with them, like, as a group in any way. It's just more so just this guy just being an absolute dumbass.
A juggalo being a dumbass?
That's not possible.
I know.
Impossible.
I'm going to message Lee real quick. Figure this shit out.
Yeah. Lee, don't listen to this one. I'm just going to pass that right there.
This guy has a bunch of videos that he's put on YouTube.
Starting way back about September. Oh, no. Please feel free to play that right there by Mike.
He's doing wrestling moves.
All right.
Sort of.
That just sounds wrong when y'all you get his audio.
Oh, was that the light bulb one?
I don't know. That's the most recent.
Jesse, was that the light bulbs one?
Mick Foley.
Oh, okay.
The but Foley he one. Names a lot of them about Mick Foley. Lindsay. Here you go.
Yeah, you want to see this right. Kind of stupidity.
I mean, I'd really. Those are bricks. Why are there bricks?
He also. I've seen him do light bulbs. I've seen.
I mean,
him
the
do...
board. I understand, but why the bricks?
Also, this because, is for all of his juggalos.
Because fuck this shit. That's
and juggalettes.
Well, also, that's a broken funny bone at a minimum.
It's you can fuck hold. This shit and LaCroix.
Yeah.
All right. So LaCroix, I found what I was thinking. It's the all natural labor or labor label.
All natural labor. That's what they should call slave labor in China. No, it's not children. It's all natural labor.
No, honestly, like if slavery was around today, like the issue with the Civil War, that's I bet you anything that's how they spin it.
It's natural labor. It's not robotic. It's all we're natural creating labor. Jobs.
Are you so you're paying them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in a way.
In housing, yeah. In my barn.
You know how hard it is to get a house these days.
So yeah, so LaCroix, they have that. It was that thing. I even referenced it a few minutes ago and just fucking forgot. The all natural flavor thing. They ain't all natural. So they got sued over that label, and that like they I think they lost that lawsuit, or at least like it damaged their name enough that people are like. It's not natural.
Then bye-bye.
Apparently,
Whole Foods is going to carry it no more.
McDonald's got sued in Japan. I think it was McDonald's because they were selling like an all steak burger or some kind of weird burger, and they got sued because it wasn't real like meat. It was like
cat.
Well, no, that's we're talking about Japan. Japan, it would be probably women.
Dog.
Goddamn, maybe dolphins.
Huh?
Dolphins.
Oh, like you wouldn't eat dolphin. If they presented it to you.
I would try it.
I mean, I would try.
Cooked right.
I would eat people if it were presented to me. If I had the option. I mean, if they died naturally, of course.
It's like, here, try this deer steak. Oh, hey.
That was
like
delicious.
That was actually human.
That was your friend.
Well, son of a bitch.
Now you got the urge.
I like this. Where's somebody for me to kill to keep this going?
I've been walking around.
That went dark real fast.
Eating every meat I can. I even licked the cat's butt trying to get that flavor again.
Ew.
I just can't do it. Last, before we have a list of cult movies. We like to do lists here on the Thursday show. And we'll see which movies we know or which, you know, stuff like that. So we got that with cult movies coming up in a second. But before we do, Billy, it's funny you mentioned Godzilla because my last story is about Godzilla. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, comes out today. Billy Hills is going to go see it. Now, I'm really resisting the urge to not go see it. We saw Detective Pikachu day one, yay. Even though we planned on seeing it on Sunday.
Me and you, we just need to go in there at 10:15, hand in hand. Skipping
again and saying go Godzilla.
Damn right. Yes.
Just have it playing on your phone or singing it. Singing it's better.
Singing
I would
be better.
Totally sing it. Off key and all.
We're big fans of Godzilla here on the show. Obviously, again, if I have to bring this up for the 40th fucking time, the show is named after Godzilla. Podzilla 1985.
See,
Godzilla 1985.
I learned from an expert though that Godzilla 1985 didn't exist.
Son of a bitch. Strangle that son of a
bitch.
Forgot
about that story.
Fuck that guy.
So
I'll
Godzilla,
tell you that story in a minute, Billy.
If you don't know, and God, you should, you really should, Godzilla, this is a quick history lesson. Godzilla first appeared 1954 in an original film called Gojira in Japan, obviously. Force of destruction. It was a metaphor for nuclear weapons. This was a couple years after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Nagasaki.
Yeah, God. I almost said, so I thought I said a different word, and I covered it, but we're good. To date... Godzilla has 32 films from Toho, which is the Japanese versions, mm-hmm. 3 American films, and a whole bunch of games, toys, and collectibles to his name.
2 American films.
It's funny you should mention that, because I here have a list of the top 5 Godzilla movies, as chosen by me, Mr. 100, because I did not know you were going to be on the show tonight.
I feel like I'm probably about to punch you in the fucking face.
So,
no, he's not going to put that one on there, Billy. Don't worry.
This motherfucker put it at number five. God, some bitch.
You'll be proud of me. You'll be proud of me. It's actually number six.
Okay.
I put a special spot on the list for the Godzilla from 1998. Not because it was a great movie, but it was the first movie I ever saw in theaters, legitimately. Because I think actually Songs of the South was, but I don't remember it. And Disney paid me not to remember it. So
that's fair.
Godzilla 98, first movie I ever saw in theaters, and it was the first American Godzilla film. So it has a special place in my heart. It's not good, but it will always have a place in my heart. So I put it on the list.
Fun fact, that movie is the reason I don't like Hershey's chocolate bars.
Oh, I remember the story now. Never mind.
Contest that my mom was a district manager for a convenience store chain back in the day when this movie came out, and they are having a competition for, like, if you can sell so many chocolate bars, then the managers get this bonus. Well, mom only needed like so many, and then she would have gotten the bonus, which would have made up for all the Hershey's chocolate bars that she purchased to win the competition. So
where did those bars go?
In his belly.
they
in
came
the
home.
Trash can.
So the only, and so basically my mom was like, well, the only candy bar you can have is Hershey's, like just straight Hershey's chocolate bar. Because we couldn't get any of the fun flavors or anything like that. It was just Hershey's milk chocolate. And I no longer like Hershey's milk chocolate bars.
So, yeah, you get burnt out on that.
They made you sick of it, literally.
Oh, yeah, no, I got burnt out on it super fast.
See, I might not hate that movie so much if they would at least have done a follow-up to explain the babies at the end of it.
I think the reason they didn't do that follow-up, though, was because it was so hated. They knew they would get burned. Although Godzilla from that movie did appear in another movie.
Yeah.
He was in, it's on my list, top five Godzilla movies of all time, as chosen by Mr. 100. Number five, Godzilla against Mechagodzilla from 2002. Mechagodzilla is my favorite Godzilla enemy. And this was my favorite version of that. So that's number one, or number five. Number four, Godzilla from 1954, the original, the classic. Number three, Shin Godzilla, or Godzilla Resurgence, from about a year ago, 2 years ago, I think.
2 years ago.
It was the first movie that they did in Japan in years, because they retired Godzilla for the longest time. Mm-hmm. After my number two film, Final Wars, which is legitimately one of my favorite Godzilla movies. They had every single monster from the Godzilla series in that movie, including the American Godzilla, who they referred to as just Zilla because they said they took the god out of him. And then number one, of course, you had to ask, Godzilla 1985. Always be my favorite Godzilla movie of all time.
I am surprised the one from a couple years ago, the American one from a couple years ago, didn't make that list.
You know, I really like that movie, but the fact that my favorite Godzilla is where Godzilla's the enemy. And if you look at the list that I have, in all of them except
one. Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla. No. He was the enemy in that because Mechagodzilla was the good guy.
Yeah.
It was just Final Wars. Final Wars is the only one where he was the good guy. That had badass Don Fry, former UFC fighter, in a Japanese film as a samurai with that big ass mustache, and he spoke English the entire film. Everyone else spoke Japanese, and they still understood each other. I've never understood that. Whatever.
No, I think you're thinking about the second Mechagodzilla, whenever something happened with the Matrix. And
he Mechagodzilla was turned evil.
I know that Mechagodzilla was evil at some point.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the
new anime stuff that they put out on Netflix, that three-part series.
I've only seen the first one so far. I haven't watched two or three yet.
I'm going to shut up then.
Do you like them?
Oh, so good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started the first one. I thought
was the first part.
The first one I thought was okay. I heard the second, third one are better. I just haven't got to it yet.
Easily just step their game. And I mean, they really present him as the legit monster that he is.
Because that's what he should be. He is Godzilla monster.
And they
raise my fist to the sky.
Absolutely present him that way.
What was I going to say? Oh, the American Godzilla from a couple years ago.
Mm.
My favorite ones are where he's the bad guy. I thought he was going to be the bad guy in this one because it's a reboot. They put him against other monsters. Okay, that's fine. I enjoy those too. But the fact that they put him against two, let's use a wrestling term. They put him against two jobbers who no one knew. They're called Mutos. They just look like giant cockroaches. And like, it took me out of it. Like,
I
didn't care.
They were cool looking cockroaches, but
they were boring. They had no personality.
I'm really excited to watch Mothra fly.
This one has Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah.
I'm so
excited
for Mothra. It's not even funny.
I'm excited for Ghidorah. That son of a bitch is crazy.
So what you're saying is at 10:15, we should all just go and watch it. hand in hand skipping down the aisle to
and I really
seats.
Want to, but I have to work tomorrow morning.
He has to get up super early.
I know how to call in for people.
I mean,
I can turn that dad voice on real fast.
Jesse,
he knows my dad's dead.
You can't beat that deal.
That could be even scarier because it'd be a ghost.
Oh no! So I got this. Trust me. I did it for a kid. Whenever, it was. Who'd I call him for a kid? It was at a CCW show. Flip Gordon. A kid messages me. He's like, man, I would love to come to the show, but I'm at work. I'm like, oh, yeah, here. I'll fix that real quick. Where you work?
He can't come in.
I'm like, hey.
There's an emergency.
Who is this? This is daddy, probably.
Yeah. I'm like, look, man, he had a death in the family. He ain't doing it so well. He ain't coming in. And then I took his money at the door.
When I was in college, my friend Morgan, she asked me, it was April Fool's. She's like, will you call my mom and tell her you're state police and I died in a car accident? And I was like, no.
No.
I will absolutely not. I don't care how pretty you are. I will not do that. That is not something I am comfortable doing.
And here, I'm just going to lie to you. That way you'll go with me tonight. Is there's no IMAX Godzilla anywhere this weekend.
We'll talk after the show.
You don't tell him. You don't say you're lying if you want him to do it.
So we have a list, 25 movies. We're gonna go through them really quick. Because I only have about 10 minutes left on the show.
Oh shit!
These are 25 cult classics. We'll see how many we know and what we think.
How many
of them.
We've seen?
Yes, number 25.
Do we need to keep tally?
Jesse usually does.
Cool.
But we also don't have Allie here, so.
That's part of the fun of the game is to see how many she knows. It's a very short tally. You will probably do much better than she does. Number 25, Army of Darkness.
Yes.
That was easy.
Mm-hmm.
The third and final movie in the Evil Dead trilogy.
I actually saw that one before I saw the other two.
I did too.
A lot of people did.
Yeah. Only because nobody would put those three as a.
Yeah, because they're so different. Yeah. And one pretty much got retconned when two came out because they couldn't get the footage from the first movie. So they had to basically redo the first movie in the first 10, 20 minutes, then get to the second one because it was such a higher budget and stuff. But Army of Darkness, I just literally watched it here at the store a month ago. I love that movie. It's incredible. And now we go downhill with Nail and I.
No. Are Never. These just horror cult movies?
No, this is a black comedy by George Harrison.
Okay.
From the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Set in London. Good for him. Number 23, The Princess Bride.
Yay!
Yeah. Of course.
I love that movie.
That's another really good one.
It's inconceivable that someone hasn't seen that movie.
Allie, her ear twitched.
I think she has watched Princess
Bride. I'm pretty sure she's watched
she
that one.
She better we have it. I will lend it to her.
You guys
by lend it to
together.
Her. You just walk downstairs and put it in the
I
movie.
I will pick it up and physically hand it to her.
Just like, hey, meet me at the bottom of the stairs. What for? Watch that.
Take this disc. Number 22, Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Yes.
Yep.
We watched that on Netflix.
It's got Giles in it.
I know. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember watching it.
No,
we did.
Bob watched it.
I thought we watched it with Bob.
What is the movie about, you think?
I mean, it's where they're taking different body parts and reusing them, and it's a musical.
That's true. I've never watched it.
Okay, maybe I was doing
did
stuff when
not
he watched
watch the
room.
One she's talking about, and you watched the one that they recently just did.
No, I've never seen
a
either
few
of
years
them.
Ago.
I know there's one that she's talking about. It's a musical. It's got Paul Sorvino's in it. It's got Paris Hilton, some weird people, Anthony Stewart Head.
I swear we watched it because I would not have watched that by myself.
And then there's another one that's a serious take on it that has Jude Law and Forest Whitaker in it. Yes. I've never actually seen either of them.
No, yeah. I haven't seen the one with Jude Law in
it's
it.
It's called what the hell was
Repo
it?
Repo Men.
Repo Men.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that one, but I never saw it.
Yeah. They ain't taking cars.
No.
I remember hearing about the premise and thinking, like, now I'm thinking about it, it sounds like Repo Man, but, yeah, no, I never saw that.
Yeah, because they're the exact same story. Mm-hmm. Just one's a comedy musical and the other is a straight-up serious action movie.
I don't know if I would call the Genetic Opera a comedy.
Paris Hilton was in it.
She was.
So that takes it, like, a down, like, two notches.
Yeah. Number 21.
Great movie, though.
The Room.
Yes.
Yes.
You are tearing me apart,
you're
Lisa.
You're tearing me apart.
I really liked the the movie they did about
the
Room.
Award-winning film of that was based on this terrible movie,
The Disaster Artist.
with David Franco and James Franco.
Had both Franco and adult Franco.
And what's crazy about it is that movie. So The Room was a unmitigated disaster, right? Complete disaster. Everyone thought it was terrible. It's a cult hit now, but now that The Disaster Artist came out, Tommy Wiseau and the other guy, I forget his name. It's like Greg something, maybe. That's not a shout at him because he's the actual actor of the two.
Right.
But now they're coming out with all new stuff. They had a movie that came out last year. I don't remember the name of it, but was really well received. It was like a super serious film about like a murder and was legitimately good. Like everyone really liked it. And I thought, oh, well, okay, now they've got legitimate careers. Like that's pretty cool. Except now their next film, they're trying to get funded through like Indiegogo or something like that. It's called like Big Shark. And it's about the two of them plus another guy in a city that's flooded
with a big shark.
You can find a test like their what would you call it like proof of concept or whatever, a teaser. You can find that online. I highly recommend it. It's bad. Number 20.
Oh boy.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
No, but I've heard of it.
I've heard about it too, and I've never watched it.
I've never heard of it.
I got me an Angry Inch every once in a while, if you know what I mean. Number 19, Clerks.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
No, what do you need to say about that? It both started Kevin Smith's career and set the bar so high he could never get to it again.
Clerks 2 was also really, really good.
Well, I mean, he had a bunch of movies that were good. I liked Mallrats.
I liked Mallrats.
I loved Dogma. Yeah.
Dogma was phenomenal.
Tusk.
Chasing Amy.
That was a terrible movie.
Never watched Tusk because I know what it's about, and I'm like, that's just weird.
Nah, it's awful, too.
And then we'll do Red State.
I've never watched it, but I mean to.
Red State's good.
Did you ever hear the alternate ending?
Yes.
Where they actually have the apocalypse. Mm. That would be cool. I would love to see that. Number 18, Blade Runner.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're cool. I hope you get pulled over.
Like Broadway.
Not trying to go back. What you could do with like the different ending for Red State is just cut Red State off at a certain point and just add the Dogma.
it's like the same ending. Yeah.
There you go.
If you haven't seen Blade Runner, something wrong with you. I still haven't seen
2049.
I haven't either. I want to. I like Ryan Gosling.
I heard it was really, really good.
He's very sexual.
Billy's telling me it's not very, very
good. Oh, I didn't say it was. I'm not going to do anything without Harrison Ford in it.
He's in it.
Yeah.
The original like Blade Runner stuff wasn't. Which one was that? Harrison Ford or was that Mel Gibson?
That was Harrison Ford. And he's in 2049.
Oh,
I don't think he does very well though. Because like,
did he die in this one too?
I would say anytime they're like, hey Harrison, you want to come back and hey Harrison, you want to be in the new Indiana Jones film? Why? What are you gonna do to me?
Yeah.
In fairness, he's wanted Han Solo dead for a long time.
Yeah, he wanted him dead in Empire.
Yeah. That's why they filmed that ending. Number 17, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yay! Yeah.
Yep.
Not a big Monty Python fan. Number 16, Fight Club.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You never seen Fight Club?
Nope.
Or are you just not talking about it?
See what I did there? I get the joke, but I've never actually watched it.
Number 15, The Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Which one?
The original.
Both.
Yes.
I've never seen the new one.
2000.
I've seen both. Yeah.
Here's what they said about the sequel. A sequel was made in 1998, but the less said about that, the better.
When I was a little kid, that I sucks. Fucking loved 2000. Just for like a couple of scenes, in particular, like the cars shooting,
yes,
like over just the 100 pile of
cars, yeah,
100 of
just
them.
The biggest crash yep. ever.
Well, I think it's
took like 5-10 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, and as a little kid, loved it. When I watched it later in life, I was like, I was a dumb kid.
Well, they couldn't get Jim Belushi back. Obviously, he passed away. So right. I think that was part of it. Because I like John Belushi, but he's no Jim Belushi, like comedy wise, you know. Number 14, The Warriors.
Yes.
No.
I have seen it, but I don't remember much about it.
I actually haven't seen it.
You know it, yeah. Come out and play.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I know, like, a lot of the stuff from The Warriors. Like, if I watch it, I have a feeling it'd be the same thing, like, when I watched Monty Python for the first time.
It's the Holy Grail, anyway. It's one of those movies that, like, it hasn't aged well in the sense that it's super campy and corny, but it has a charm that will live on forever. Because, like, the basis of the movie is terrible. The acting's terrible. The effects are bad. But it's like, it's a classic.
I'm about to say, that's all the trademarks of a cult film.
Right.
Yeah.
But the video game was awesome.
And they're remaking that, apparently.
Are they remastering?
Yeah.
I
don't know if they're remastering or if they're remaking. Very excited about that. Ghostbusters, by the way. Number 13, Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
Yep.
I literally only know one thing about this, and it's the quote from Matthew McConaughey about what he likes about high school girls.
I have not watched it in its entirety, but I have watched pieces when it has been on television.
You probably got the gist of it. You're fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Number 12, Repo Man. However, not the Genetic Opera one. This one had Emilio Estevez, and I have seen it, and it's not good. Let's just leave it there. It's an 80s Emilio Estevez movie. Which, by the way, do you know who Emilio Estevez's brother is?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Because Charlie Sheen's name is actually Carlos Estevez. Think about that.
He just ain't trying to live off daddy's name.
Number 11, Eraserhead.
Yep.
Real freaky movie.
No.
Real freaky movie.
Yep.
Number 10, Donnie Darko.
Yes.
Probably my cousin Ryan's favorite movie of all time. I got so sick of hearing him fucking quote that fucking movie. So we used to run we didn't run it, but we were in an E-Fed. Were you ever in an E-Fed when you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was. If you're a wrestling fan, you were in E-Feds. And his character had a like rabbit, basically the rabbit from this movie, and would interact with him all the time. And I remember just fucking hating him and hating it. And I was thinking, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I feel like I need to rewatch that movie because I watched it when I was in high school. Like, I was a junior or senior in high school. And everybody kept talking about how it was the best movie of all time. Super deep, super great movie, and all this other shit. And I watched it, I'm like, kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's like, how I felt when I watched it in college. I'm like, this is kind of whatever.
And they made a sequel. I just remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Samantha Darko or something? Oh, let me look it up.
I have to Google that one.
I heard that it was really, 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 really bad.
Donnie Darko's sequel was called S. Darko, but it was about his sister. And it was poorly received.
Yeah.
Variety says bad. Number 9? Phantom of the Paradise, which is a rock version of Phantom of the Opera. I've never heard of it.
No.
Neither have I.
Number 8, The Evil Dead. Of course.
Yes.
Of course. That movie bothered me when I was younger. The part where they stick the pencil in the back of the foot. Ooh, still bothers me. Number 7, Pink Floyd, The Wall. Tanner let me borrow that movie years ago. I've still never watched it.
I think really? You still have his copy.
I have watched it, and I've also watched you play the album to
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and it syncs up.
Yeah, we watched The Wall in animation class, so.
Yeah, The Wall is fun.
Number 6, Harold and Maude.
Yes, that movie is so messed up.
This 1971 black comedy is about the unlikely romance between a death-obsessed young man and an equally morbid woman in her late 70s.
What the fuck?
They crash funerals and become good friends and then later get it on.
Wedding Crashers in reverse.
Kind of.
Baby. You know who was originally going to play the lead role? The young boy?
No.
Elton John.
Really?
Yup. Huh.
That I did not know.
Number 5, Clockwork Orange.
Yes.
No. Yep.
You dreg. It's a good movie. It's a Kubrick film.
Yeah.
That's very disturbing movie. Number 4, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yes. Fuck.
Obviously.
Yes. I did finally watch it.
Is this in list of like top cult movies?
25 cult movies. Yeah. Pulp Fiction was probably the only movie by Tarantino I love. I like a lot of his movies, but I don't love them.
I really, really, really like Inglourious Bastards.
I've never watched that
and
one.
And Django. Wait,
I like Django a lot. I've never watched Inglourious Bastards. I always meant to. Especially because it has the wonderful Christoph Waltz in it.
Do you want to borrow it? Like,
I would love to see it.
The first 20 minutes with just Christoph Waltz just creating the most tense 20 to 30 minutes in cinematic freaking history. Because
no joke.
You go from, all right, movie to...
Butthole clenched.
Which is funny because he's so good as a comedic actor.
Yes.
His comedic timing is amazing.
But
this
is insane.
Because you know what he plays in the movie.
He's a Nazi, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A top dog Nazi. Like
right.
He's the Jew sniffer.
Mm-hmm. You laugh, but he's pretty damn close to the name. I know that's thinking, not ripped. But.
Yeah, I can't remember what they called
There's a wrestling gimmick.
But.
The Jew sniffer.
I mean, I do know a guy named Joseph Edward Weinstein. And he goes by the Bear Jew.
The Bear Jew?
Mm-hmm. Also from Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, okay. Good.
Minus the bat, though.
Oh, okay. That's unfortunate. He's got to have the bat. But no, that's a phenomenal film. And yeah, like Billy said, he's absolutely right. Like, there are two scenes in particular in that movie with Christoph Waltz that are just like butthole clenched, like hard. You're just watching like, oh, what's about to happen? Oh, God.
But come on, Pulp Fiction? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, Pulp Fiction is definitely my favorite Tarantino movie.
That's probably the most
Bastards
quotable
right
one.
There with it.
That's the most quotable Tarantino film, I think.
Yeah.
It's Pulp Fiction, by far.
For sure.
Number three, This is Spinal Tap.
Yep.
No.
I've never watched it, but I know all about it because it's such a part of...
I know it goes up to 11.
It does go up to 11.
And it's the same trio of... Is it a Christopher Guest film? I think is his name, Christopher Guest. Because he also did A Mighty Wind. And he does a lot of
I would believe you. I honestly don't know.
And it had two of the guys from The Simpsons or just one? Because it had... Harry Shearer was one of the rockers. Maybe it was just Harry Shearer because... Michael McKean was one of them, and I don't remember what the third one is. It's probably Christopher Guest. I'll kill myself later. I'm going to stop talking about it.
That second name, though, McKean, sounds real, or just visually, just Michael McKean? Looking at the credits, just seems familiar. Either Simpsons or Futurama. One of the two.
Well, did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yes.
He was on Breaking Bad. He was, I want to say, or maybe it was Better Call Saul. I'm pretty sure he's Saul's brother.
Oh, okay.
In the Better Call Saul series?
I don't think they ever had Saul's brother come in on Breaking Bad.
Because I think he died in Better Call Saul.
He hasn't yet.
Oh, well, spoiler alert. number two, The Big Lebowski.
Yep. Yes.
Lebowski.
It's the foreign version.
Oh. Yeah.
And number one, Lindsay, let's take bets. What's the number one cult classic of all time?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
All right, she got it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. As soon as she says it, yeah, she right.
Yeah. I was curious if she would even take a second to think about it. She did not. Just Rocky Horror all over the place.
Yeah, because Rocky, like no other cult movie has like that kind of a following with that kind of a presentation. Where like even in Cape Girardeau once a month, you can go see a late showing and they'll do the whole shtick.
Mm. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure our very own Rachel Baggett, who used to work here quite a bit, she did it. All the time.
Yeah, she was a huge part of it. Yeah, she was one of the actors, you could say.
Yeah.
The people that acted out.
And it was weird to see your coworker come in lingerie and be like, what are you doing?
It's also weird knowing that Frankenfurter is now a Disney princess.
So not that. Technically. The requirements for being a Disney princess is you must have been created by Disney.
Screw that noise. My God.
Wait, plus, you have to be human, and he's technically an alien.
Well, he's a sweet transsexual from, what is it? He's a something transsexual
from... He's a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
I knew she'd get it. I knew she'd get it.
And by God, that's somewhere
because
Europe,
that is one of the best songs in the thing, too.
I did not know that Lindsay was that big of a fan of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
She is.
Really like Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
fair. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why would anybody not want him to be a Disney princess?
Are we ignoring Susan Sarandon running around in her underwear and her, like, 20s?
She nearly caught pneumonia filming that movie.
It doesn't matter.
Totally ignoring
it's
her.
All
she
on screen forever.
She can suck it, Tim Curry.
I was about to say, between Tim Curry and Meatloaf, like, mm-hmm. what are you looking for? Like,
yeah. Susan Sarandon.
No, you're right. You're right.
This is my one, like, I'll take a lot of bisexual moments. This is the one where I'm going to go completely straight. Like, I love British funny guy. The hell's his name? Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Jesus
forgot
Christ,
his name for a second.
Man.
Totally
just
blanked
pull
on.
Pull your mic.
Did you know Tim Curry had like a stroke a couple years ago? That's the reason. Yeah, I saw a news story about it the other day that he had a really bad stroke and he was out of acting for years because he physically couldn't do it. And he's now started to do mostly voice acting. Mm-hmm. He's wheelchair bound, unfortunately.
Because unfortunately they couldn't get him for, like he was not healthy for Young Justice season 3. Yeah.
Who did he play in it?
He was the...
Or who was he originally?
Have you watched season 3?
He hasn't watched any
just
of it.
Just tell me the damn character's
name. I'm trying to think of the character's name. Like, it was the newscaster.
I don't remember his name.
He was like the J. Jonah Jameson of this
show.
Okay,
so he wasn't a hero.
No.
That's all I wanted to know.
No.
All right, we got to get out of here. Billy's got to go watch Godzilla, and I'm going to try to get talked into going, or out of it. I don't know. Lindsay's looking at me. Allie's probably going to look at me. We'll see what happens. Clue was a very good film. Michael McKean was in Clue.
Uh-huh.
As well. Yes. Yeah. So there you go. All right. I want to thank Jesse and Lindsay for being here. Obviously, Billy Hills, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Of course,
tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you
Calvin
for dragging me in.
For bringing Billy Hills onto the show tonight. Calvin
yes,
did his
thank
part.
You, Calvin. You did great, buddy. Appreciate all right,
we're going to be back on Sunday with Nerd Up, where they're going to be talking about the Pokemans.
Who's in the fucking Wild Thornberries?
Because,
Nigel.
Yeah.
Yep. He was also the villain in Ferngully, the toxic whatever it was.
Wow. Some baseball.
He was also the Beast.
And he's done a shitload of voice acting.
He was the villain in National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
He's done so much.
Jesus. One of my favorite edited movie quotes where he's got this person. He's got, I think it's Sam Jackson. He's got a gun to his head. And Emilio Estevez is like, You know, who are you? He says, I'm your worst nightmare. And Emilio Estevez in the cut version says, no, waking up without my piano is my worst nightmare. All right. Have a good night, guys. We'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up. Until then, later.